You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora te whānau, e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi, ewe te kaumarema BFM. Lovely to have you along on the breakfast show this morning, and lovely to have Sam Orchid in the studio from the Same Same But Different Festival. You're the festival director. Welcome along, Sam.
Thank you very much. Kia ora.
Hey, it's great to have you in here chatting about Same Same But Different. Let's just start with the very basics. What is the Same Same But Different Festival?
So Same Same But Different is Aotearoa New Zealand's only LGBTQI plus writers festival.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's actually the only one in the Southern Hemisphere.
That's crazy. That is
really
crazy.
Or at least Australasia it is, which is really exciting and kind of shocking. Also.
Yeah. So this is kind of happening, obviously, under the umbrella of Pride Month, which is happening right now all across February. And there are some incredible events from the Same Same But Different Festival. We were just talking off air about how fantastic it is that it's all free this year.
Yeah, that's right. We made a decision this year when we were kind of sorting out the event that we know that this last year's been a pretty tough year.
Yeah.
And we were in a place where we could offer the events for free, and we really wanted to make sure that it was accessible to as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. And free helps with that a lot.
It does, yeah.
And we're also live streaming and recording the events as well, so people from all across Aotearoa can tune in.
That's so cool. That's really awesome. And I think we've learnt in the last year that there are many ways to make things accessible when it needs to happen. And hopefully those are some of the good things we take out of the pandemic is learning how to, you know, utilise online stuff as well as the IRL, because, you know, you can't really beat being in the same space as other people. But there are other ways that people can get access to these things too.
Yeah, exactly. And especially when you're talking around or bringing together marginalised communities, then access becomes even more important, and the barriers also for someone turning up in person, there might be more ones going through there. So being able to kind of tune in or you know, have free events is really important.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about the programming. What kind of stuff can people expect from the Same Same But Different Festival?
I like to think that it has something for everyone.
Awesome.
So we start off on Wednesday on the 10th with our Poetry Speakeasy, which has been our longest running event. And it's at the Greylin Library, and it's a chance to come together and share poetry together.
Cool.
So we have our star poet, which is Tulia Thompson, who is going to be reading some of her poems, but it's also a chance to kind of bring along and share in front of a gentle, sweet crowd together as well.
So can people come with their poems as
yes,
well?
Yes, please.
Oh, awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really nice. And Thursday night we'll have our reading of Hello Darkness, which has been put together by Victor Roger, which is based on Peter Wells, who is our festival founder.
Mm.
His last book he put together before he died, and it's around his battle with cancer.
Mm.
And it's sure to be very moving and profound, and I kind of get a little bit weepy even just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Friday and Saturday are our big days of events, which we have lots of panels and talks. And then on Sunday we have an online event in the morning with our only international guest, which is Gary Lonsborough from Australia, who's talking about his new book. And we also have our publishing workshop, which is a 3-hour workshop that we've put together with Elizabeth Heritage around how to get published.
See, that is an awesome thing, because I think all writers' festivals are fantastic points of inspiration for people, because you can go, you can listen to these conversations, you can take part in these conversations, but there's that thing of being like, well, how do I actually take what I've written, what I've worked on at home, how do I actually make that something that other people can access? And that's such a barrier for people, that having a workshop like that is so awesome. That's another great access point, I guess.
Yeah, and it's really important to me. One of the kind of key things that I want to do with the program is to make sure that it inspires and creates doors that open for more queer and trans stories to be told.
Totally.
Because selfishly, I just want to read more and more, but also I just think that they bring joy and meaningful impact to our communities as well as communities outside of our communities.
Totally.
So straight allies and cis allies who actually need to hear our stories too, because the more stories there are around diversity, the better.
Exactly. And it's that classic thing of there's no group has a homogenous voice. So the more narratives you get out there, the more you can kind of understand that in the real world context.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think no more so within the rainbow community.
Exactly. It's a rainbow for a reason.
Yes.
So what else is going on in the festival? How do people access it as well? Like, what's the way to get tickets and head along?
So if you head over to our website, which is samesamebutdifferent.co.nz. It has the full program up on there and a link to the Eventbrite tickets. You can also look on the Auckland Pride website, and it's also on our Twitter and Facebook page as well.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's a really wonderful collection of events. So our theme for the Friday and Saturday events is centered around home, because we thought that was a really interesting, you know, a lot of us spend a lot of time at home.
Oh yeah.
And I think that for rainbow communities, home can be representative of something really interesting. When you're in a home environment that's not particularly safe or affirming, then that can be really, really scary. But also, home might be the one place that is safe and affirming, where your name is recognised and your pronouns are recognised, and you can truly be who you are without having to worry about, you know, transphobia, homophobia, biphobia, etc.
Exactly. All the shit of the rest of the world.
I'm really excited. I'm excited about all of the panels that we're having. But we've got Queer Bodies, which is going to be very, very interesting, which is kind of talking about the diversity of bodies within our communities and how we talk about them. Because there's sites of oppression and marginalisation and layers within that affect community members and kind of people from different identities within our communities quite differently. And I think it'll be really, really interesting. We've also got the Far From Home panel, which is we've invited writers who have written away from their homeland.
Oh, wow.
So we've got Brent Coutts, who's been nominated for an Occam this year, who has written a collection of stories around soldiers who were over fighting in, I think it's World War II. We've also got playwrights and people who live in New Zealand who are writing from about diaspora and about their experiences, kind of writing from New Zealand about their homelands, which is really interesting as well.
I think that's something that even outside of the kind of like LGBTQ+ community, that's always a really interesting literary narrative in New Zealand, is we have quite a fixation, and I don't think necessarily in a bad way, on identity and place, because we're small, we're at the bottom of the world, our colonial history is young. We've got a lot of like new migration all the time. These are stories that really are helping us understand like who we are as a country. So I think that'll be a fascinating panel as
Absolutely. And our honoured writer this year is Nio Marsh, which is the first time that we've honoured someone who is no longer with us. So we've got Joe Drayton, who is an award-winning biographer, who's going to be speaking about Nio and her impact on crime writing in New Zealand and the world, actually.
Totally.
And the kind of complex nature of being someone who was largely known within queer communities as being queer, but had to navigate homophobia and wasn't out at all as well. So kind of talking about the complexities of what she means to queer communities as a non-out writer.
That's amazing. That'll be really interesting.
Yeah.
So this is all happening from what date? Tomorrow, basically, isn't
it?
Yeah,
tomorrow. So it's all from the 10th to the 14th. Apart from the speakeasy and the online event, it's all at the Ellen Melville Centre, which is in the centre of town, so it's really easy to get to.
Cool.
And also, as I said before, streaming online.
That is so fantastic. Sam, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us about Same Same But Different.
Yay.
If people want to, register, then samesamebutdifferent.co.nz, as you mentioned, is the place to go, and it's free, so go and do that. There's some awesome events. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Have a great festival.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.